Pay inequality exists for influencers too, and one Instagram account is exposing it. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Jack Stewart, in for Molly Wood. How much are you paid? It's always an awkward conversation to have, but Adeswa Ajayi is asking just that of social media influencers. They can have followings of tens or hundreds of thousands, and companies will pay them for promotions. But Ajayi started the Instagram account Influencer Pay Gap to highlight the fact that black influencers are routinely paid less than white influencers, and that's even when they have similar numbers of followers or the same reach. The account lets people share stories anonymously and learn from other people's experiences about what is a fair payment for a particular job or endorsement. Ajayi, whose day job is managing influencers at the talent agency AGM, says she's been collecting hundreds of stories.
So one of the most interesting ones actually was a campaign that an influencer was participating in. This was a white influencer, and she was approached last minute by a beauty brand with the expectation that she was going to replace a celebrity. So she was pitched 5K to be paid for that campaign. She turned up, but then realized that the celebrity that apparently wasn't going to turn up actually did turn up. So there was no need for her to be there. And she was still paid that 5K. Whereas a black influencer who actually participated in the campaign was paid around 1,700. And it had nothing to do with her influence and following.
It's one thing in a job where people get paid a salary and you can be fairly transparent about it, or at least force that transparency. But with influencers, where there's kind of just not that overall body, there's not a union, there's really no way, is there, to dig in and figure out what these differences are. It really lets you hide things quite easily.
100%, especially as there are different parties involved. You have the brands, but you also have the agencies. And the agencies are often given big budgets from brands, or depending on the budget. They'll be given a budget from a brand, and there's no level of transparency whereby, you know, if a brand gives an agency around 10K, who's to say the agency doesn't cut off 5K for themselves and intentionally lowball influencers? I think there are so many things at play here. There's so many people involved in different ways, and each industry, each niche, you know, there are different behaviors that are a lot more common within certain niches than others. So it's a bit of a mess to a degree.
You work at a talent agency. Is there anything you can think of that would help fix this problem? Is there a way to structure pay? Is there a way for influencers to work together or form a union beyond what you're doing with the Influencer Pay Gap Instagram page?
I am working hand in hand with a union that has actually been set up. They're working towards opportunities for advocacy when it comes to influencers in this space and creators in general, where people feel okay to discuss the ways in which they've been treated. So I think reinvigorating influencers in the sense that where they feel a lot more confident and a lot more almost heard, you know, in the grand scheme of things, is really important to me.
Have you heard anything from brands, either talking to you personally or speaking out publicly about the inequality issue?
Yes, there are some black influencers especially who kind of feel a way about some of the posts that have been made by certain brands, especially brands that have a habit of picking and choosing what they like from black culture, but completely ostracizing black influencers from their campaigns. And I think there is constantly right now a conversation around seeing black influencers and black creators as worthy of a level of respect. You know, it shouldn't be anything somewhat shallow because you're scared of any repercussions.
What do you hope changes as a result of this page and the work that you're doing?
I would really love for it to create a space whereby people feel like they can be truly honest, and they feel like they will be heard, and not only heard, that based upon the feedback, brands will take steps to do what they know they should do. So that's one thing. I would also say just the sense of community has been amazing, and just seeing influencers help one another. I think, you know, sometimes there can be like an influencer with a million can feel so far-fetched to, you know, maybe an influencer who has 5K, but on the page, it sort of brings people together and gives them an understanding of what different spaces are like and the things that other people go through. And so I think from the page on that front, I'd love for a kind of close-knit way of people kind of advocating for one another. It also required people to use their privilege and also use their insight to help one another. And I think that is what has been really, really amazing about the page. And I think it will only continue to, you know, get even bigger and better in that sense.
Adeswa Ajayi runs the Instagram account Influencer Pay Gap. She says there is actually a union in the UK now, and she's working with it to try and promote more transparency. And now for some related links. You can read some of the stories people have shared on the Influencer Pay Gap account for yourself. We'll link you to it. Being an influencer, though, has only recently been recognized as a real job. And for some people, it can be a very lucrative one. Your Kardashians or Jenners can earn tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars for a sponsored post or other endorsement. For others, though, it's much harder to make anything even approaching a living. And while people were spending more time online during the pandemic, marketing budgets dried up, meaning less money to go around. Back in May, Instagram announced some new features so that people could keep making money, like putting ads on Instagram TV and sharing the revenue, something that other platforms like YouTube have been doing for years. That is perhaps because Instagram is also feeling the pressure of competition from TikTok, another favorite amongst the short-form video set. Despite calls to ban it and concerns over its possible links to the Chinese government, more than 300 million people downloaded the TikTok app in the first quarter of this year, taking the total to something like 2 billion. We'll link you to our reporting on that and some must-watch videos. I'm Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.